The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything in his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. So many beautiful things that the Lord gives us on this Holy Thursday and at the Last Supper. The great gift of the Eucharist to be the perpetual memorial of his love for us. We can come and adore him at any time in churches all around the world. We can receive him regularly and allow him to be that light that guides us in darkness. We believe that at the Last Supper is when he instituted the gift of the priesthood, not just so that I can have a special role in the church and not have to get a real job, but so that in that way, I can hopefully imitate the love of Christ in a particular way, not in a better way, but just in a specific way, much like all of us are called to imitate Christ's love and grow in holiness. He gives us the example of his servant leadership by washing the feet of his disciples, even Judas, who he knows will betray him. But in the midst of all of that, I kept thinking today about how Jesus, I believe, is truly at his best, even when everything around him is at its worst. That when it's hard for the disciples and others to have that faith and trust in God, that's when Jesus' faith and trust in the Father is at its greatest. That's when he's at his best, maybe not fully understanding what the Father had planned, but trusting that he would give him what he needs, the grace and help to bring good into that difficulty. That when others were struggling to know how to forgive, or they were throwing insults and challenges and persecutions at him, he generously offers mercy and forgiveness. That even when those closest to him are going to betray him, whether that be Judas this night or even Simon Peter the following day on Good Friday when he denies that he knows the Lord three times. That even for those that can't love him and can't serve him, he lowers himself, humbles himself to serve them and wash their feet. When everything around him, other people or just the circumstances, are at their worst, Jesus is at his best. He is at his best not because he's just going to snap his God fingers and make everything perfect, but because that's when he can love the best. That we can love even in difficult circumstances. I think that's the gift of this evening. That's the gift of him washing the feet of Simon and the other apostles. That Simon, in very Simon Peter fashion, basically goes, it's kind of all or nothing, Jesus. Either don't wash my feet or wash everything. And Jesus clearly says, okay, you don't really get it, Simon, but you'll eventually understand it. But he wants to give Simon the gift of his love. He doesn't want Simon to feel like he has to earn it. He doesn't want Simon to be focused on the good things that Simon can do. I think Jesus is just looking at Simon and Judas and all the other apostles and just saying, before I offer you the gift of the Eucharist, before I go and offer my life for the forgiveness of sins, I want you to know my friendship and my love tonight so that you can always look back on that and always receive from it. When I reflect on that, there's two kind of opposing realities that always come to mind. One is that call to love others as Jesus loved us, and realizing just frankly how often I fall short of that. I probably often fall short of that as your priest. I fall short of that just as a disciple and follower of Jesus. I can look back on the last 40 days in Lent and go, yeah, you probably could have done better, Father Devin. And that reality gives me a great sorrow for my sins, gives me a great sadness that I think is appropriate for these holy days, but also reminds me that I'm not stuck in them. That like Judas and Simon and the other apostles that weren't worthy of the Lord's love at the Last Supper, he gives it anyway. Even knowing that Judas is going to betray him, he invites him to the Last Supper. He feeds him and washes his feet. Even though he knows Peter is going to deny him, he still invites him to the Last Supper and washes his feet. Even though he knows Thomas won't be there on the day of resurrection and struggle to believe in that great gift, he still loves him at the Last Supper. That even when everything is at his worst, Jesus loves at his best. I think that's what's more important than recognizing our own failures or weaknesses, whether it be in our vocations or just in this past 40 days of Lent. We should have that sorrow for our sins, but more importantly, to realize that God wants to give us the gift of his love. It's a gift because we don't deserve it, and yet he gives it anyway. We don't deserve the gift of the Eucharist, and yet he shows up and gives us himself anyway. We don't deserve the forgiveness that he won for us on the cross, and yet he comes and gives it to us anyway. Not stubbornly suffering, but freely offering himself to give us a way back to the Father. That we don't deserve the joy and gift of the life of the resurrection. And yet he shows us that on Easter Sunday and offers it to us through baptism and through the sacraments of the church. Brothers and sisters, as we begin these holy days with this Holy Thursday, as we go with the Lord through the Last Supper, let's focus on thanking him for those gifts. So there's particular ways that he's loved us and given us the things that we don't deserve, and yet knowing that he shows up anyway. And let us ask for a little bit of that grace to be like Jesus. When everything else isn't at its best, the world seems to be going chaotic, or the circumstances of our lives seem to be going against us, even when those around us don't seem to be following Jesus or being able to support us or help us, even in those moments, let us pray that we can be our best, imitating that love of Christ and generously serving those around us, bringing his light and his love into the darkness of the world around us.